In its April report, USDA projected 320,000 fewer bales for the 2013 U.S. cotton crop, now seen at 12.9 million bales based on USDA's Cotton Ginnings report, released back in March. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, explains the factors that affect these numbers.
Well, the lower U.S. crop estimate from 2013 creates a tighter balance sheet than what we were looking at for the current marketing year, and those numbers reflect the cotton that was ginned from last year's harvest, with USDA leaving U.S. mill use and exports unchanged at 3.6 and 10.7 million bales, respectively. That's a total offtake of 14.3 million bales, which, when combined with the latest production number, gives an ending stocks for the current marketing year at 2.5 million bales, which is actually the smallest stock level in a U.S. balance sheet since 1951.
So on the U.S. side, we're seeing fairly tight stocks for this marketing year.
It's a little bit of a different situation when we look at the global balance sheet, where USDA actually lowered the production estimate somewhat for the world crop down to 116.6 and raised mill use to 109.4, but still looking at total ending stocks on a global basis of 96.9 million bales, which is actually a record high for global. Of course, a big part of those stocks are held in China's reserves.
And as we look ahead to the 2014 marketing year and projections for the crop,
in particular, we could look at the world numbers that came out of USDA's Ag Outlook Forum, which was calling for a world crop of approximately 117 million bales, which is not that different than the 2013 estimate. But expectations are that mill use will continue to grow, maybe up to somewhere between 112 and 113 million bales. But that still leaves a substantial level of stocks for the coming marketing year, and perhaps a situation where we may see stock levels increase on a global basis for the 2014 marketing year.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.